Kindergarten da haben Seth das Bad mit sie da mit dem Gimmel. Gimmel auf. Kind das Master beginnt das Gimmel gemacht, ihr heit sie. Die Mutter says, well, according to your Shita, that you say that it's a fill in Nensum, that is chayiv in for Einzen, so my ear heit sie. So and then, what are you mentioning that if he used it, to mechayiv digiz b'me'ilah for lo heit sinami, even if he didn't use it, you show us to be chayiv. So Tais explains, given they have to tashmish mechayiv b'Einzen, because the permissibility of using it, it obligates you in Einzen. So Tais for Timon, you can say, wait a second, how did Nali Kaman Bazav? This we learn later on in Mishnah and Pekazav, it's brought, Daf Mem Dal, Daf Mem Zayin, Daf Mem Ches. Nothing like Mois. Let's say he gave him money. Later, Mashach him in the Paris, but he didn't yet do Mashicha on the Paris that he's buying from him. The halacha is, Yochel Lavzaboy, you could back out. Now, Luravuna, that the Islay, the Het to Tashmish, Mechayiv Bo'Einzin. So, that, like we're saying, that the permissibility of using something obligates an Einzin. Tchim Rav Yisuf, Beperke Elu Metzias, and Daf Chav Tesam Alav. The seller is forbidden to utilize the money that he received. Because if it would be permitted to utilize, so then the Braisa, that's Mishnah, the Maisi that we bring, Plukta, the Birchon Rish Lakash, would be difficult. If a guy gave to the bathhouse attendant, Mal committed Me'ila. Now, Dafka Balon, that's specifically the bathhouse attendant, Meshicha, because you're not missing any Meshicha. You're telling Sefer, like the Sefer teaches, like the bathhouse is open, like Kanes Verachetz, come in and bathe yourself. Vasaper, but the barber, Leimol, he doesn't commit Mila the Moshech until you do Meshicha. Now, the Diduk, according to them, Kinasna Lasaper, even when you give it to the bathhouse attendant, Nami Leimol should be Meila. Because Avagab Limashach, although there was no Mashiach done, but Kiv in the Sabbath Matlish Tamash Ben, this is where he's coming back to what Tais is asking here on our Sugya. Since the barber is permitted to utilize them, as we're saying over here in our Gemara, so Bein Mari Besapar Nachik Rabbiachin, as whether to a non Jewish barber like Rabbiachin, or Bein Mesap Yisrael, Kirsh Lakish, whether a Jewish barber like Kirsh Lakish, Ukumash Oslish Tamash Behem, Lidafuna, so you have to say that obviously it'd be forbidden to utilize it. Because it would be permitted in Yeridi Chayiv and Einzin. So, obviously, just like it's forbidden to utilize the Mekon Travuna, Lev Yosef HaChanami, so Kedav Yosef also, Lev Shlakish, Lev Yechanan, because the Mahalai Plague Yitzan, they don't disagree on this point. So, therefore, it makes that the seller on that money is not like a shayil, not like he can use it. It's Kiyim Shemachinam, the Kulam, rather, is like an unpaid curse stone according to everyone. And again, if that's the case, according to Biechanan, Mahi Ilu, what did they gain by Masha taking this at the Institute? Demois Kainais, that money does not acquire it. Demois Kainais, because what was Biechanan's concern? If money acquires, the seller is going to say, unnecessary Chatecha Balia. Like, he already acquired a transaction already happened, he has the money. And the guy's object is in the store in his attic. He's going to say, oh, he's not going to be careful about saving it from the fire. So we established that, okay, doesn't acquire it with his money. But Yomer, Nisr from Masecha Baliyah, he's still going to say that your money got burnt in the upper story because he's only like a Shemachin, you're saying. He's saying he's not like a Shem, not like our Gemara. We're saying that that it's different because he does not have permission to use it. So therefore, he's not like a Shayel. So then why aren't you concerned that his money's going to, he's not going to save that guy's money? That's one question. But more of the Rav Huna Gufei Sabra, Rav Huna himself holds the Perek Azab, but later on, the Mevam and Beis, Drav Taira, according to biblical law, Mois Kainis, money does acquire, Krib Yechon, according to biblical law. The Amr Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Machli Be'elu, if he says something with these, Kani acquire. So, we see that he holds a Krib Yechon, but based on what we're saying over here with Rav Huna, how does that work out? Why are you not concerned for this from Masecha Baliyah? The Shem Tez, what he says, no, the Av Kaptul Haba Ala Mois, like we proved in the beginning, that even though he ran on the money, he's Kiyim Shemachinim, is only an unpaid custodian. He wouldn't be able to tell him that, oh, your money got burned. I'm like, I'm not responsible because, you know, I'm a Shemachinim. It's not true because the Ksaf Me'elim Shmeel Bekarka, like the Gemara says on the Memat Membeis on the previous daf, money's only protected in the ground. And therefore, actually, it would be his negligence. Actually, he would be liable. So, therefore, there is no such a concern regarding the monies, as we say, Mois in a kindness. That's what we gain with the rabbinic injunction. Then says this mitam say kibin de heichas shle mashak. Since he tell me okay, when he does not do mashicha aslish tamish, but money is not allowed to use the monies. And became if that's the case, had the amar. This the Gemara says later on that I'm bezim a bez that paisikimai alagodish. Let's say he made up with him regarding the grain or al shar shabeshok or on the market value in the marketplace. What does he gain by giving the money beforehand? If you can't do anything with the money anyway. So where he specified that is with the intention. You're right, generally you can't, but he specified that he's gonna use it. But in another particular says a Philippus stomach, even without specifying, but Kimichu Pasik, since he's setting a price on Maknam Le Mois and he's prepaying him Khatsishana a half a year Minagodish from when the it's in by the threshing, I said, you might say, Kai, it's until the summertime. A diet to Dachi, nice. And obviously, it's with that intention that he's giving it to Shamash Ben that he could use it. And if it's almost like as if they're specified. But Yishlam, another thing you could say is Rabbi Yechanan or Rav Huna, the Isluhu that they hold about Torah of Mois coins according to biblical law, money acquires. Loifkiu Kayach, Sheshle Lamaicher, but Mois. So the rabbinic injunction is not removing the power that the seller has in the money, Shechel, Shamash Ben, that he could utilize them. Because given the coin this minatir, because biblically it does require just the money. So therefore, yes, v'abashoyelalayu, he is a shoyel on it. Le'motzi omalei, this is from Masech Bali. So the state takes care of the question that we had. He can't tell him your money got burnt in the attic because it's his money. The leitig meshicha, and this that the instant of meshicha, that was eli kadesh loyim alei nisra for chatecha bali. That was only just that he shouldn't tell him that your week got burnt in the story. Avler shlokish, but according to shlokish, Badi most definitely keeping the moist in a coin as he owes money it does not acquire. You're right. Aslash Thomas Bamas, you would not be able to use the money. You would not be considered a shayl on it. Ulakach, Nasnala Safer, if the guy gives the hektish money to the bar, but Loimo, he did not commit meal at Shim Shach until he does Meshicha. So to they Besar Nachri by the non Jewish barber, Loimo, you did not commit meal at Shim Shach until he does Meshicha because the moist Benachri, although they hold moist as kindness better, but when it comes to non Jew, in kindness does not acquire. Next test at the beginning of the Gemara, but number we learn the Mishnah called Gazlanim, Mishlam Kesef Gzela, that all Gazlanim, how could you say that it means Keshas Tzom and Oilam, if it's Bechaser, but everyone holds that all Gzela is paid at the time of the Gzela. Now, Tzitzit Ba, Tzitzit Ba, Avgav, the Perga, Gez, Lekama, although in Baba Kamen, Dab, Tzadi, Bama, Beis, I mean, we say Zakal, there's a rule called, Gazlanim, it quotes this teaching. All robbers, Mishlam Keshas Gzela, pays like at the time of when it was robbed, and the Gemara says, what's Zakal? Lasuja Beloi, it's coming to include Beloi's teaching. Something that he says, Gonim Tleb, Nasa Ayam. That's you steal a lamb and it gets older, becomes a ram. Egol Nasa Shara, Kefin becomes an ox. So you say, Nasa Shinu Biyadoi. The change happens in his possession. And Vekonim, and he acquires them. That's what the teaching is teaching us, that it's not the same as it was as the Shasa Gzela. Now, Mashmet sounds like from that, the Lim Mayri Beyukra Bezula, that what the teaching of Keshas Gezel has come to teach us doesn't mean that as the market value, the pricing that it was at the time of Gezel, and the differences regarding it goes up and down the price. It sounds like Ela Bishinu. It sounds like the relevancy has to be as it was at the time of the Gezel, meaning that it didn't change. Like actually the ratio of the Mishnah Obadiah is talking about. Gezel ate some of us a kelim. Steal wood, you make a vessel out of it. Some of us begotten wool, and you make a garment out of it. And so this is bothered. So how do we know that it's like our Gemara is making it sound like regarding Yukra Bezula? So it says Hainadavki Tula. That's specifically regarding what we're including of the Zaklal, of the Zaklal. But Pashto the Masnitin, but the simple understanding of the Mishnah, when it teaches the Misham Kshas Gzili pay at the time as the time was when it was stolen, Mayer Birk Vazul, that actually is referring to regarding the price going up or down. And Bahasam Ba Gozal there and Perka Gozlav Kof Gimel Manav Nami Maisi, it also brings it Lin Yirk Vazula regarding price going up and down, Gabay Yaker. When it goes up, Kitana Drav Kahanam. Like the teaching of Rav Kahana, or Pekal Kolashon, the Gemara Pesachel Nablam Adizim Nav Gabri Lefi Dami Misham that you pay according to the monetary value. It is explicit there regarding your kibbutzul. As I was going to say, so Rav the Amav Bemeruba that he says Amav Bekama Dav Samachim Adal that the care and the principle you pay came to as was it was stolen. Kefil Bechulu the Kefil etc. Now Vokma that we explain Kugain for example. What's the relevancy and the contrast between the Karen and the other things? The Mikor HaShavidah, let's say in the beginning was worth four, Sev HaShavizuz, the end is worth Azuz. So Rav teaches, that the Karen is Keshas Gzel. So it says, my Kamashon, what's he teaching? As our Gemara is bringing it, it's a Mishnah. So what do we need Rav for? Boy, my boy Hossam, what's the Gemara asking over there? My time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? You're asking a Rav? The boy, my time of the Mezinah, what's the reason of the Mishnah? What are you asking a Rav for? Yashem says, we can say, no, you're right. The Rav Kamash Malon, only thing Rav is teaching is, we know that Karen's Kain Shagafel, that's a Mishnah. He's teaching Af Al Gaf, even though the Karen Kain Shagafel, that Karen is as was stolen, Kefal Lo Havik Kamei Karen. That's what he's teaching, that the Kefal, however, is not like the Karen. Like Shasam Ad Bedin, rather as the time, as when the court case was. That's what the Gemara is asking. My time the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? The Mechalik, Kefal, Midin, Karen. That he differentiates the Halach of Kefal from the Halach of Karen. And that's what the Gemara answers, Geneva V'chaim, those are the words of the Pasuk over there, which means Achil, the Karen, Kein, Shagonav, that you have to revitalize the principle as it was when it was stolen. But that's teaching Dafka Karen. The Pasuk is saying it's specific grounding your principle, Beloy Kefal, and that to the exclusion of the Kefal. And that's what Rav's teaching us in his source.